Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Making Yourself Uncomfortable. My name is Sophia Schmitz, and this podcast is really just digging into the traits and the habits that, you know, might not be the most comfortable to dig into, that take some effort and work, but that help us grow to the places and people we want to be. So, with that little spiel, let's just get right into this episode. This episode is boundaries, if you couldn't tell from the little blurb. I know you're probably thinking boundaries, like my favorite thing to talk about, my favorite thing to implement, to deal with. No. No, not at all. If you're like me, then boundaries might honestly be scary. Like, just the word boundaries is like, I'd rather shy away from that. I'd rather not have to deal with that. I am personally a certified people pleaser, and I've grown a lot from it. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but boundaries is still something that is a struggle. However, it's also something that I've learned is needed. It is so needed in life. Like, if you do not have boundaries, you're not going to be able to live your life. And that's a strong statement, but I genuinely mean, like, you're going to be living the life that every other person wants for you and from you, instead of living specifically your life, the one that you want. Because boundaries is what helps us. It's what helps us stay us, honestly. It's what helps us stay safe and good with ourselves and the people in our lives, so that we are not run over by everything else and by everyone else. So, as much as boundaries are the nemesis, they're really important. So let's start off kind of simply, why do we need boundaries? Besides the vague existential reason that I gave you of you cannot live your life without boundaries, let's like dig a little deeper. Why do we need them, right? They're always told to be healthy and like good for us, but like genuinely, why do we need them? Why are they so important? Honestly, boundaries are what keep us comfortable in the uncomfortable, okay? Let me just say that one more time. They keep us comfortable in the uncomfortable. Everyone is going to have lines that they don't want to cross. Or maybe just lines that they don't want to cross yet. And the lines that they don't want to cross, it's not just saying like, well, I will never do this. Like I will never do, you know what I mean, something crazy. That's obvious. But even it could be in a relationship. Like, I don't want to be intimate yet. Like, I'm not on the first date, right? Like, maybe I don't want to kiss on the first date. I don't want to have sex on the first date. Like, that could be something where it's like, that is a boundary. That's a line that you don't want to cross yet, right? You might cross it at a later time, but not yet. Or there could be things that you never want to do. You never want to do. Like, maybe you know that you never want to have kids. Or you know for sure that you do want to have kids. Like, there's going to be things about yourself that you either are for sure you don't want or you do want, or that you don't want yet, or maybe you do want right now, that are important at the moment. So it's important to understand those like ingrained truths and needs and values in your life. They are things that are important. And even though my podcast is called Making Yourself Uncomfortable, that's about growing, right? That's about healing, and that is important. But it should not change the specific, like, being of who you are. It should not have to change every part of you. So, boundaries, they are the things that are respecting your limits. And we have to let them. And we have to understand that limits are okay. And they're actually very important. And if we don't know our limits, then it's hard to grow. Because sometimes then we're not growing. We're just kind of completely changing, and that's not exactly what we want, because you're valuable as who. So that does lead us to, what is a limit and a boundary, and then what is just us being guarded? Because I think both are very important. As much as a people pleaser as I am, I also can be very guarded, like in actually letting people in and being vulnerable. It's very easy for me to just be guarded and put those walls up. And I want to say walls and enclosing yourself in and isolating yourself in from people is different than boundaries, than putting pauses and healthy steps to, you know, getting to know someone and to doing something new. Like, it's different. And we kind of need to know the difference, because otherwise we're going to be like, well, I'm just putting up a boundary. When really you're kind of just isolating yourself and you're putting up a wall. You're making it so no one else can get in. That's not what we need. We need like a good door that is, you know, locked up well, but that you're able to hand the key over to the right people. Like, right? Like, not everyone can get in. But some people can get in, and you can get out, okay? Doors, not brick walls, if that makes sense. And I think the biggest thing to understand with this is it helping you grow? And it seems like strange, but genuinely, is the limit that you're having helping you grow, or is it keeping you, I guess, settled or alone? And that's how you'll know the difference. A boundary is going to allow you to maybe meet someone, but in a healthy way, right? It's going to say like, oh, I don't want to maybe jump right into something. I'd rather become friends with someone first and not like go on a million dates in a week and just kind of take things slow. That's more of a boundary, right? It's saying, I'm still allowing myself to meet this person. I'm going to go out with them. I'm going to see if this is right for me. But I'm doing it at a pace in which is still comfortable for me, right? Like, though the situation might be uncomfortable, being vulnerable might be uncomfortable, and a new relationship might be uncomfy, I'm going to still do it at a pace in which I feel healthy and is not going to make me run away or hide. That is a boundary, right? Because even though there is a push for yourself for letting people in or doing something, right? This is a random scenario, but doing anything that might be uncomfy, you're doing it at a pace in which you can handle and which feels healthy and safe to you. Because being uncomfortable doesn't just mean throwing yourself in the fire pan and having to constantly push yourself with no limits. It does not. In fact, that's a way to just kind of overwork yourself, to burn yourself out, and to make it so you never want to push yourself again. So we don't want that. And boundaries are the way that we kind of, you know, slowly get there. Whereas being guarded might be like, well, I don't really want to put myself out there. And I don't want to meet new people. I'd rather just stay home and not let anyone in, you know, or I don't want to give that person a chance. They seem great, but they're probably going to hurt me. So I'm just not going to let them in at all. I'm not going to go slow. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to ignore them. It's obvious. Like, those are very obvious examples, but I genuinely think that in your mind, it's kind of obvious to you as well. Like, you might not want it to be obvious, but a lot of the times when we set walls up, we know that they're to keep ourselves enclosed in rather than to allow the right people in. We know what we're doing. If you genuinely stop and think about it, we're like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm kind of just protecting myself. I'm not helping myself. I'm protecting myself. And I get it. You know, that's a topic for another time. I understand why we might want to put walls. But I do want to be clear that walls are different from what I'm talking about today. Because I want you to instill and then put things in your life that are going to help you not kind of turn yourself away from life. With that differentiated between the boundaries and like the guarded walls, how do we figure out what boundaries we need? How do we figure out, I guess, what to implement in our lives, right? And what we should kind of make important. And again, this is also something that is easy enough if you listen to yourself. Because ultimately, everything that you feel that you need is usually something that should be listened to, right? At least to be listened to. Sometimes not always followed, but at least to be listened to. So ultimately, it's what is the things that you're calling for that you need in order to become that person that you want to be. What are you saying? Okay, I understand that I want to be here. Like, I want to be this top business executive. Like, I know that's my goal in life, but I do need these boundaries of not overworking every weekend or being able to say no to my boss on sometimes and still spending time with family. Otherwise, I know I'm going to burn out by the time I get to this point. Like, it's saying, okay, in order to get here, yes, like, what do I still need to do? You know what I mean? In order to have healthy friendships, like, I want people in my life. I want good, healthy people and to, you know, be loved and to love. But I know that I can't say yes to everyone and always do what they want and always be what they need, because then I don't actually have healthy friendships. I don't get to be me. I just get to be what everyone else wants me to be. So it's kind of understanding, okay, what do I need to implement so I can still get what I want? Genuinely, so I can still get what I want. Because it's hard to get what you want when you're not yourself. So, what do you need? Right? Like, what do you need in your life? And for me, I will just kind of use that people-pleasing route. I know that I need to say no. I need to be able to say no. Like, I need to be able to say no to people and believe that they'll still, like, love me and that that relationship will still be good if I put myself first. If I decide to work on my own stuff and put that as a priority, that, I said that very strong with the T, put that as a priority, that, you know, that relationship, it will still be there for me. And honestly, if it's not, then maybe it's not something that was truly, like, the most healthy in the first place. So, it's kind of saying, what do you need right now? And it could be in multiple places in life. It could be at work, with your family, with friends, in a romantic relationship. And also, those boundaries could always change. It could be ones that you're always going to have there, that you're never going to change, that are always going to be important to you. Or they could be things of, like, let's take this slow. Let's do this at a pace that I'm comfortable with. That is okay. Just figure out what that is for you, what you need. It's going to be different for everyone. But figure out what it is for you. And then we got to go to the place of actually implementing them. And I think the biggest thing I can say here with this is stop apologizing while you're implementing your boundaries. Like, stop saying sorry for it. Even if it's just in your head, stop saying sorry that you can't do something or that you don't want to do something, because you do not have to. Saying no is not wrong. It's not something that you should feel guilty about. You're allowed to do what makes you comfortable. And constantly putting yourself in a place of where you don't feel right about it. Like, not the uncomfortable good, but of, like, I feel like, this is not good for me. Like, uncomfy, like, I'm crawling out of my skin. This is, or, like, I have the weight of the world. That's not right. That is never right. Okay? So, stop apologizing. You deserve to have limits and to ask for what you need or to give yourself what you need. But now, how do we implement those boundaries? And I think that's the hardest thing, and this is going to be the hardest part, especially for someone that is not used to having them, and someone who has a lot of people in their life or are not used to them having it. Because if you have been around people without ever having boundaries, then it's going to be kind of like, okay, they've constantly overstepped them, even if it was out of love. But you've never, like, put those boundaries up, and now you are. And now it feels a little weird to both your relationship and to yourself and maybe to them. So how do we start those? Like, how do we start boundaries, especially coming from someone who is not used to having them at all? And I will say now, you can start small. Sometimes it doesn't have to be the biggest of, like, you know, the biggest boundary to start with. How do I word this? Like, sometimes you don't have to automatically just outright say it of, like, I don't want you to do this anymore, though that is great. It is great to do that, and I think that's one of the best ways to. Sometimes we don't have the courage to outright say a boundary. Sometimes we don't have the ability to do it at first. And I think the biggest thing instead is we can start saying no. Like, the word no becomes so important. It genuinely does, because it just is like, it's your own way of setting a boundary without having to even communicate the full thing. Like, if you're not ready to fully communicate it, which, yes, communication is important, but if you're not at that step yet, just being able to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that tonight, or no, I'm sorry, I can't take on that work, or no, I actually have to do something else right now, or just no. Sometimes it's just no. Because no is a full sentence, and it's something we can use. And it's going to feel also a little weird using the word no when we're used to constantly saying yes in that situation. But say it. Say the word no. And if that's where you want to start off putting your boundaries, I think that's a great way. It's like, okay, starting to think in your mind, what do I want to do and what do I not want to do? And I'm going to stop doing the things I don't want to do. And maybe if someone is, like, pushing something, I might just be like, okay, I'm going to take myself out of the situation, right? Like, I actually don't want to talk about that right now. I'm going to go. Or, hey, I'm getting tired. I'm going to go now. Like, sometimes it's just constantly taking yourself out of the situation that you don't feel comfortable in. That's a starting of a boundary, you guys. And hopefully, if it's with someone you really care about and with you're close to, hopefully you can communicate more clearly of being like, I actually just don't want to do that right now. I have other things that are important to me and I can't do that right now. Or, hey, I don't feel comfortable like talking about that with you yet. Or I don't want to do that yet. Or I don't really like this conversation. Those are all very healthy ways of communicating. Being bluntly honest with a boundary, one of the best things you can do. It's communicating honestly. But sometimes we are not at that level with someone, if that makes sense. Or sometimes we're not at that level with ourselves. And starting small, of being like, no, and like, no, thank you, that's enough. That's enough of you starting for yourself and then growing to be able to just outright, you know what I mean, communicate those boundaries. That's where you want to be. But starting with a place of no is something you should be very proud of. So say no. Say no. And just keep saying no when you need to, because you're allowed to. That's the biggest thing, you're allowed to. And you're allowed to have that be a full sentence and a full thing of just like, okay. Because I know when someone tells me no, it's like, yeah, I respect that. I respect that word from someone. You should have that same energy returned back to you. And I think the next thing would be just starting with someone that you are comfortable with. For me, that'll be my best friend, because I know that I can communicate with her and be able to tell her no. I can be able to communicate with her and tell her if I'm not feeling good about something, if I'm uncomfortable. Like, I have found that I can communicate with her. It took a long time. It took like 7 years of friendship to be at a place where I can be, you know, honest when I'm not feeling good about something. But I know that with her, I can discuss that with. I can do the same now with some of my closer family members and some of my closer friends. But it's, you know what I mean, finding someone that you are comfortable with having that, I guess, vulnerability with, of being able to not always be happy with them. And that does get into people pleasing more of a conversation, but genuinely finding someone that you're comfortable with having boundaries with, and then practicing that with them. You know what I mean? Like, knowing someone is going to, who's going to respect that and take that in the right way, practice that with them. Of understanding that it's able to say no. You know what I mean? You're able to just not want something. You're able to clearly communicate your boundaries. So find those people. And honestly, fill your life with those people. To be fair, if you're, there's someone that you're really worried about accepting your boundary, it might be a red flag of having them in your life in the first place. But find the people you're most comfortable with and start with them. And then, you know what I mean? Start small with those other the other individuals, the work people, the people you're not as close to, but just start. Start and start saying them. And then get to the place where you can communicate fully of, I want this, or I don't want this. And allow yourself to have that. Allow yourself to speak freely of what you want, but at least start somewhere. So start small and be okay if, you know, there's back and forths of that kind of line moving. If it's hard to keep it there and to keep that boundary there, it's all right. Just try it out. Oh God, that sounded like so simple. Just try it out. See how it goes. But genuinely, just try. Try for yourself, okay? Try to start putting these boundaries that are needed and try to at least think of, okay, what do I need? And I deserve what I need. Sounds weird, but I deserve to have this. I deserve to have this time. I deserve to ask for what I need and ask for what I want. You're allowed to have it. So, with that plan in place, right, we've talked about boundaries. We've talked about how to implement them, like the difference between boundaries and being guarded. And then finally, what do we do if those boundaries are crossed? And I'm not going to talk about us, like, kind of, how do I say this, ignoring our own boundaries. Because for those, I think you just have to be kind of patient with yourself. And you should be patient with others as well. I'm not saying that. But with you, it's a growing process, right? And it's going to be hard to figure out what your boundaries are and how to implement them correctly. But I'm more discussing on what do we do if you have discussed your boundaries or if you've put something there and someone crosses it, you know, without your consent of crossing. Without, like, honestly, they've crossed a line that you've drawn and it's making you uncomfortable. What do we do? How do we accurately deal with it? Do we just ignore it? No. Okay? No. No ignoring it. We do have to deal with it, right? Because when someone feels comfortable constantly crossing a line, they're just going to do it over and over again. And it's going to finally be something that it's like, this is like, I can't do this. I can't do this with this person. This is too much. You've done something unforgivable. So let me just say right now, you might think that by letting someone constantly cross the boundary that you've implemented, that you are trying to just compromise and do your best for the relationship, do your best for the other person. But what you're really doing is you are ruining that relationship. And yes, they are by constantly crossing a boundary, but you are too by letting it happen, because you're pretty much saying there's no consequences. And you're making it so that it's going to build up and build up and build up until you're just like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be with you. Because they've constantly hurt you and you kind of constantly let it happen. And I know that seems harsh and that seems tough, kind of like tough love. But genuinely, if you allow someone to constantly overstep without having a consequence, they're going to keep doing so because they don't know it's wrong, right? Like if they're not taught the right way or the right thing for how to treat you, then they're going to keep doing with what they know. Now, I will say, some people might never learn. Some people, you might say, hey, not okay. You might have consequences within the relationship of saying, okay, I need to take a step back, or hey, it might just be a talk, a conversation of this is not okay with me. It might be a thing of, okay, that trust there is not there anymore, like it's going to need to be built back. And they might just want to keep overstepping. Those people, some of them, it's okay to let go of. I want to be clear with that. There's going to be some people who will never respect your boundaries, who are too caught up within their own life, who are going to always be caught up within their own life, and they're not ever going to respect that you have lines that don't want to be crossed, that you are a person too, and that you have feelings that need to be, like, understood and respected. So, sometimes when boundaries always get crossed, it's okay to cut them off. It is okay to say, nah, no more. And it's also okay with some people if you just are like, this person is not making me feel good. They are constantly pushing a boundary that should be there, and I don't want to deal with it. And you're allowed to just leave them behind too. Now, I will say, I am someone that tends to let a boundary be pushed to the max and let it be overstepped multiple times, and then just kind of walking away from something. As someone who has done this constantly within relationships, I think it's a great way to keep yourself protected, to allow a wall, because you're letting them be the bad guy, and you're letting it so it never, you know what I mean? You're kind of being like, well, now I can't really trust people, like proof that I can't trust people. You're writing your own narrative for yourself, if that makes sense. And I'm not supporting that here. I've done it, but I'm not supporting it. I will say instead, it's great to have that conversation of, first, make sure that boundary is present. Make sure you're saying, I don't want this. I can just think of an example of, you know, like a, maybe at work, and you're saying, hey, I'm not going to take on this, this, or this. Or, hey, I noticed that you've been very flirty with other coworkers. You're not going to do that with me. That's not something I'm comfortable with, right? Setting a boundary, that's a hard lined boundary. If you don't want to do it to that extent, it could just, like I said, we start small, that's fine. But either way, boundary has been set, right? So then if someone crosses it, usually the best option is to be like, that is not okay with me. And I know that that's an easy, simple statement, but it's hard to say. It is hard to say to someone, especially considering different situations. I was once in a situation with more of a boss figure that did cross some boundaries that I was not okay with. I had a hard time talking about my boundaries being those, though, and I was never able to say that he crossed one. I feel that at work, there's obvious ones. Like, there should always be obvious ones, especially between maybe, like, a higher-up and someone lower. But it, when someone crosses it, it can be very hard, especially, you know, if you're not comfortable with that person, to say that they've crossed it. However, you deserve the right to kind of cut it off right away and be like, that made me uncomfy. That didn't make me feel good. I don't want to do that anymore. Or, hey, can we change the subject? If you don't want to go outright and say it, it's saying like, hey, can we change the subject? Can we do something else? And this, I know, is applying to a specific situation, but to anything, just outright cut it off. Cut the snake off. You can do it with like a more tenderness, gentle parenting sort of way. If you don't want to outright do it, probably the way that I feel most comfortable. Or you can say, hey, that wasn't okay. And it's something that I genuinely wish I would have done a lot earlier in that situation. And so, cut it off. And if it continues, cut them off. Don't do anything crazy, but like genuinely, no one deserves to be in your life if they're not going to respect you. They don't. And that goes for anybody. That goes for anybody. It's a lot harder to cut certain people off, I know. But you should never have to deal with a constant crossing of boundaries to the place where you are always in that gross uncomfortableness and that feeling of just not feeling safe within whatever environment you're in. So set boundaries with people, whether it's, you know, like the important ones where people should never cross, or it's the ones with friends that you're trying to become closer to, or the ones that, you know, the friends that are always asking things of you, family that is constantly, you know, needing you. Set the boundaries and then stick behind them. Make it so there are consequences if people disregard them, because that is showing respect to yourself and you deserve respect. So you're not going to let people cross those boundaries anymore. And if they do, you're going to make sure to stick up for yourself. So stick up for that little child that's saying, I don't like this. Okay? That little child within you that's like, I don't like this. Because they don't have to like it. And if you don't like it, no one should be doing it. And that goes for anything. Okay? Big or small, boundaries should be there. And with that, kind of like, I don't know, I feel like a coach there, like, yelling at my team a little bit. But genuinely, I'm just speaking, I think, as a person who has let my boundaries be crossed in multiple situations. And it sounds like a little bit of a victim mentality, but it's more so that I was kind of fearful to put them up. And I did myself a disservice by not putting them up and sticking behind them. I did my relationships a disservice as well. So, learn from me. Understand that you deserve to have boundaries and just take it day by day. It's okay if it's not, you're not great at them in the beginning. Okay, we'll work on it together. We got this, but you're not alone, and I don't know. It'll be okay. Oh God, it'll be right. It'll be great. Anyways, that was today's podcast. It was a interesting podcast for me because it's something that I definitely am still working on, but I feel that the impact of not having them has taken a toll on my life in different ways, and I wanted to be able to talk about it with you guys, and I don't know, help you understand you're not alone if you're dealing with the same thing. So, hope you gained something from it. I hope that you're going to be setting the best boundaries there are and sticking behind them. I hope that you're not confusing them with walls and you're letting people in and letting yourself be seen, okay? But that, yeah, you're feeling comfortable within the uncomfortable. If you guys liked this, if you guys want to say anything or talk about some boundaries that you have put up or you're planning to put up, comment down below. If you have topics that you want to talk about next, comment down below. Otherwise, I will be speaking to you guys next week. Thank you.